Take my lips, O Lord, and speak through them. Take my minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Of course, today's readings have many themes and can be followed in many directions, but let's focus on John the Baptizer, who reminds us of the process of sin, judgment, repentance, redemption. Yes, we've all heard that before, I'm sure, or at least in one discussion or another. And you know, John the Baptizer and his message of repentance and his prophecy that the Mighty One is coming is in today's gospel. He baptizes with water those who confess their sins and wish to change their ways. He also chastises those who don't act like they've been forgiven. He says that soon will come the one who baptizes with Holy Spirit and fire. And of course, this is Jesus Christ, who allowed John to baptize him in the River Jordan. Now, John is a major character in all four Gospels. He lived in the desert and practiced self-denial as a spiritual discipline. We all know what his fashion was, and we all know what his diet was. And he preached that people were sinful. Were sinful. Did you get that? Sinful. And needed to repent so that they could reestablish their right relationship with God. Just in case you forget what sin is, let me tell you what our catechism tells us. Sin is the seeking of our own will instead of the will of God, therefore distorting our relationship with God, with other people, and with all creation. When I was going through catechism back in the Lutheran Church many, many decades ago, the only way I could remember that definition was anything that comes between me and God. And I thought, oh man, I'm sinning all over the place. But because we sin, we do experience God's judgment. There is a right and a wrong, although I like to think there's a lot of gray areas as I get older and older and older. So when we think we do wrong, or when the law tells us we do wrong, repent. Repent. Do you get the idea? Repent. Say you're sorry. Say you did it, and say you're sorry. We have to recognize our wrongdoing and acknowledge it not only before each other, like if you have called somebody a name and they took offense to it, even though you were right. You also have to be sorry and tell God you're sorry. Now, once we repent, this comes the good part. We obtain forgiveness. Sin, judgment, repentance, and I like to say redemption. I guess you realize that my subject today is confession, the process of confession. Now, this is not just a process, but it's a sacrament in the church. It's the rite in which those who repent of their sins confess them to God in the presence of a priest and receive assurance of pardon and the grace of absolution. Now that's redemption. Notice I said confess in front of a priest. I saw your eyebrows. Confess in front of a priest. Yes, I said that and I meant it. Sometimes we need to confess before someone. Confess in the Episcopal Church before a priest or a bishop. And this specific spoken confession, I think does a better job than our generic one we say on Sunday, real quiet, just before we go to the absolution part. It's a way of verbally lifting the burdens off of our backs. Recognizing what we've done wrong and saying so is verbally acknowledging it. Then the priest or the bishop can communicate God's absolution. Now, of course, you're welcome to come see me anytime. We don't have any special little booths. We'll come right in here where it's nobody but God and us. I won't sit behind a black box or anything like that. There's no hocus pocus or it's very face-to-face, I think, a very, not enjoyable, but at least a very cleansing time. Now, although it's good for the soul to confess to a priest, everybody doesn't have to. Now, the way we look at it in the Episcopal Church is that all may, no one has to, and some should. And you probably know those who should. Look in the mirror. Now, I've talked about John the Baptizer as our main theme of the gospel today, but in the focus of the confession of sins. So what's good news about that? Walking around in the wilderness underneath a coat of wild, a coat of many colors. The good news today is that we must listen to John's warning and admit we sin. We need to understand that because of our sins, we undergo God's judgment. Then all we have to do is, as John tells us, to repent to God of our sins by confessing privately to a priest or publicly with your church family. But either way, really meaning it. Once we honestly and sincerely repent of these sins, God redeems us from their burden and our relationship with God is restored. Oh, did you catch that I added a fifth step? The fifth step in this process is that we must embrace the new life and live accordingly. My words to you today were John the Baptizer and the process of confession. It's not too complicated to remember. Sin, judgment, repentance, redemption. And the fifth one is live. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.